Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the president is taking questions now as he does this law enforcement roundtable at the White House. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We're going to jump in because I always think it's important when the president of the United States takes questions from the press corps. Fox News obviously thinks it's important as well. They keep bumping Martha McCallum, poor Martha, lately. I don't think she's been on the air. But I do think these question and answer periods are important and obviously very newsworthy. And it just happens to be always during our show. But hey, what are you going to do? Before I do that, though, I just want to remind you, 1 week from tomorrow, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 50% off your room if you stay over Friday night, 50% off if you stay over Saturday night. You don't have to stay over both nights. There's no minimum stay required. But either way, we're going to have a great show Friday in Cape May. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come out and see us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on Halloween, October 31st, 1 week from tomorrow. All right, let's jump into the president of the United States taking questions from the press corps. Go ahead.
Prisoners into our country for years under the Biden administration. Not anymore. We have a closed border. We had actually nobody for the last 4 months, I guess 5 months. They say they report nothing. They report zero. I don't know if that can be possible, but that's we'll accept it. Right, fellas? But we have closed borders. We have people coming into our country, but they only come in legally. We have the strongest borders we've ever had. We might have the strongest borders of almost any nation right now. And that's a big difference from what it was 2 years ago when everybody was pouring in. But we're very unhappy with Venezuela because of what they've done. They've emptied their prisons into our country. Nobody can do that. Only a stupid person would have accepted it. And that's what we had running our country, very stupid people. So we're not happy with Venezuela, I will tell you.
Yeah. Mr. President.
You okay?
Yes. On fentanyl.
We're going to lose
sorry
him.
About that.
We have fentanyl. We have some good medical help right over. That's all right.
On fentanyl, according to CDC data, nearly 330,000 Americans died over the past 5 years from fentanyl. That's one in every 1,000 Americans who died.
It's more than that, but it's all right.
Yes,
it's
I know.
More.
You think it's even more.
I'll be discussing that with President
Xi. Yes, so that's actually my question.
I figured it was.
I was wondering, since it mostly comes from China and has caused such carnage in the U.S., what are you going to say to convey the seriousness? And also a second question for you or Secretary Hegseth, is there any evidence that China is now smuggling fentanyl through Venezuela to bypass U.S. and Mexican port controls?
They are doing that, yes. But they are paying right now a 20% tariff because of fentanyl. That's billions and billions of dollars that they're paying. We're actually, on November 1st, the tariff on China goes to 157%. which is record-setting territory, and we don't want that because it's not sustainable for them. They can't sustain that. We don't want them to have to go through that. So a meeting with President Xi, and I would say the first, we have some big issues, like with the farmers and various other things, but the first question I'm going to be asking him about is fentanyl. And if you think about it, they make $100 million. Think of this. They make $100 million selling fentanyl into our country. $100 million. They lose $100 billion with the 20% tariff. So it's not a good business proposition. It's $100 billion approximately that they have to pay. That's a big penalty to make $100 million. So I think they want to do something. They want to put it on the list. It's on the list. It's one of the things we're talking about, and I'm putting it right at the front of the list. So they pay a very big penalty for doing that. And I don't think they want to be doing it. And we'll see what happens at the end of next week, because I'll be meeting next week, as you know, along with we're stopping in Malaysia, we're stopping in South Korea, we're stopping in Japan. I'm meeting with President Xi actually in South Korea. So it'll be the first thing on the list. Yeah, please.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President,
on the drug boats, sir, has there been any discussion about capturing one so that you can show the amount of narcotics?
We know everything about them. Yeah, Jennifer, we know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat. I'll let Pete discuss it a little bit, but they have incredible intelligence. And, you know, usually when you see five engines, I've never even seen that before, but when you see five engines on a boat going about 65 miles an hour, loaded up with white powder in silver cases, generally speaking, that's not a good sign. They're not going fishing, right? And you don't see any fishing rods, right? So, Pete, I'll let you discuss that a little bit, please.
Well, yes, sir. Likewise, generally you don't see fishing in submarines either, sir. So the U.S. military, as I mentioned, nobody better in the world at mapping networks, identifying who's connected to who inside terrorist organizations. It's just the media is used to hearing that when it pertains to Afghanistan and Iraq and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But if you reframe how you understand the world in our own hemisphere, that's exactly what these foreign terrorist organizations are. And so we will track them, we will map them, we will network them, and we will hunt them and kill them, because they're trying to, and they are killing and poisoning the American people. And inside that, we have all the license necessary, all the authorities necessary to take these kinetic strikes, and we'll continue to take them.
And we've been, you know, just to add, because I think it's important, we've been capturing them for years. You know, it's not like, gee, let's capture one. We've been doing that for years, for 25 years we've been doing it, not at a level like we're doing it now. I mean, just with the hits we're hitting, but we have much more intensity than any administration's ever had. But we've been capturing these boats for years, and they get back into the system, and they do it again and again and again, and they don't fear that. They have no fear. The thing I can tell you right now, it's very hard to find any floating vessel right now on the Pacific or in the Gulf, and I would like to call it by its official name, the Gulf of America, another little triumph of the Trump administration. I said for years, I said, why do we call it the Gulf of Mexico? It's 93%, the shoreline is 93% ours. I never understood that. So I made that change. I never realized how easy that was going to be, other than, I guess, AP. AP fought us in court, and the judge said, but that's the name. And actually, they were sort of semi-prohibited from even covering us after that. It was pretty amazing. But we have the Gulf of America, and there are very few boats, very, very few boats, not even fishing boats, to be honest. I don't want to do that to the fishing industry, but it's been so effective. And our sea drugs, as they call them, they use the term sea drugs, the drugs coming in by sea, are like 5% of what they were a year ago, less than 5%. So now they're coming in by land, and even the land is concerned, because I told them that's going to be next. You know, the land is going to be next. And we may go to the Senate, we may go to the, you know, Congress and tell them about it. But I can't imagine they'd have any problem with it. I think, in fact, while we're here, I think it's a good idea, Pete. You go to Congress, you tell them about it. What are they going to do? Say, gee, we don't want to stop drugs pouring in. They're killing 300,000 people a year. I think that's the real number, 300,000 people a year. So between that and my discussion with President Xi, I think we have never made progress like we've made. The C drugs are almost dead, and they can't come in that fast from the land. And the land drugs are much more dangerous for them. It's going to be much more dangerous. You'll be seeing that soon. So that's the way it is. Yeah. Go ahead, please. Yeah, go ahead, please. With the glasses. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good. I wanted to ask, what's your reaction to Representative Dan Goldman calling on NYPD to arrest ICE agents who he says are acting illegally? He says they are illegally assaulting people and illegally detaining people at immigration courts in New York.
Well, you know, I know Dan, and Dan's a loser, you understand. He's a guy that doesn't have what it takes. He's been trying so hard, and they're exhausted. I mean, it's so ridiculous, right? A suggestion like that. So, you know, they're just trying so hard, and it's not working. They've even now started imitating me, of all people. They want to imitate me, and they start using foul language, but they use too much of it. You know, you can't use the F word 7 times in one sentence. It doesn't work. It might work once every 7 news conferences, but you can't do it. You can't do it 7 times in one sentence. So I don't know. They're really they're in big trouble, that party. Go ahead.
Mr. President. Some alleged
smugglers have survived some of these recent strikes and been sent back to their home country. If they're terrorists, why not just arrest and detain them?
Go ahead.
2 points on that. First, when I served in Iraq in 2005 and 2006, we used to, in sort of a gallows humor way, talk about the Iraqi catch and release program, the reality that we would catch a lot of people, hand them over, and then they would be recycled back through, and we'd have to recapture them or attack them again. And that's why changing the dynamic and actually taking kinetic strikes on these boats ought change the psychology of these foreign terrorist organizations. To those two that survived the shot on the semi-submersible, it's, think again, compared to Iraq and Afghanistan, the vast majority of people that we captured on the battlefield, we handed over to the home country. Did we always like how it shaped out? Sometimes we did, sometimes we did not. But 99% would go to the Afghan authorities or the Iraqi authorities. So in this case, those two, they were treated by American medics and handed immediately over to their countries where they came from, hopefully to face prosecution, which is a very standard way of handling something like this.
And you'll do that with future survivors, anyone else who's around?
We've got protocol of how we'll handle it.
Not that guy, he's so hopeless. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yesterday there was a vote at the Knesset on annexing the West Bank. Do you see it as a challenge to your peace efforts?
Could you say that louder, please?
Yes. Yesterday there was a vote at the Knesset in Israel on annexing the West Bank. Do you see it as a challenge to your peace efforts?
Will you answer that, please? Because I cannot understand the words you're saying. Where are you from? Where are you from? You're from France, beautiful accent, but we can't understand what you're saying. The West Bank?
Yes.
Don't worry about the West Bank. Israel's not going to do anything with the West Bank, okay? Don't worry about it. Is that your question? They're not going to do anything with the West Bank. Don't worry about it. Israel's doing very well. They're not going to do anything with it. Yeah, please,
President. Thank you, President Trump. Are there any safeguards in place to protect Americans from fentanyl and cartels when you leave office in 2028? Any protocols that could be put in place in case a future administration comes in that wants open borders? And I also have a question for the Secretary of War as well after your answer.
Well, the biggest thing we can do is make sure they don't come in, because open borders, they would destroy. It's amazing that our country is even surviving with what we went through, coming in by the millions and coming in from the wrong places. You know, I know all these people that run these countries, and they're smart. They're very street smart, and they're not sending their best, you know. They're not sending best. They're taking them out of their prisons and their mental institutions, as I say over and over again. They're the drug dealers. They're the drug addicts. They're people that don't work. I mean, the best of them are people that don't work. They don't work. They're on welfare, their form of welfare, which is tiny. You know what their form of welfare? They give you a piece of paper. They give you nothing. But they want people that work. They don't let those people come out because they want those people. You know, they cherish those people. Those are the people that make their country run. They give us all of the people that don't work and are murderers. 11,843 murderers came in. 11,800, many of them committed, more than 50% committed more than one murder. Now, why do we want them? Why would Biden and that group of thugs that he had working for him, why would they accept these people? Why would he accept? Nobody understands it. You know, they say maybe they wanted the vote, but I did great with the Hispanic vote, but these are people from all over the world. Why would they do it? So one question, no matter what I do, I can't, you always like to know, the opponent, you have an opponent, what are they getting at? And usually you can. Why would they allow 20 million, maybe 25 million people into this country, almost all of which, but most of which should not have been allowed into our country? It's one of the great enigmas. What they've done to this country should never be forgotten. In history, should never, ever be forgotten. And now it looks like we're going to have a communist mayor in New York. That'll be a lot of fun. But remember this. They have to go through the White House. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Today you pardoned the founder of Binance. Can you explain why you chose to pardon him? And did it have anything to do with his involvement in
which
your family's...
Which one? Who is that?
The founder of Binance. He has an involvement in your own
the
family's
recent
crypto
one, yes,
business.
The, I believe we're talking about the same person, because I do pardon a lot of people. I don't know. He was recommended by a lot of people. A lot of people say that... Are you talking about the crypto person?
Yes.
A lot of people say that he wasn't guilty of anything. He served 4 months in jail, and they say that he was not guilty of anything. That what he did... Well, you don't know much about crypto. You know nothing about... You know nothing about nothing, you fake news. But let me just tell you that he was somebody that, as I was told... I don't know him. I don't believe I've ever met him. But I've been told by a lot of support. He had a lot of support. And they said that what he did... is not even a crime. It wasn't a crime that he was persecuted by the Biden administration. And so I gave him a pardon at the request of a lot of very good people.
President, thank you so much.
This is the kind of question I like.
The numbers from this task force are jaw-dropping. I wanted to know, this is a question for you and both Stephen, since it was said this is your brainchild. What are the lessons to be learned from the success of the task force, and what are your continued goals with this task force now that you have about 3 years left?
Well, the best thing we have going is we have such talent around this tab. I could go over every one of these men and women. And we have unbelievable talent. They've got the naturals, you know, like somebody that hits a baseball or a golf ball or a, you know, that you see more, it's more evident. It's beautiful because it's sports. You can tell somebody right away, are they good or are they not? These people are the most talented people at what they do. And when we started talking about this, Stephen and all of us, it seemed so easy. What is surprising to me is how quickly we can straighten out a large city, a big city, a mean city, a city that's sick, that got very sick with guns all over the place, with bullets shooting all over, where you take your life in your hands if you go out and buy a loaf of bread. That's not America. That's not our country. And those people don't care how you do it. They just want it done. They really do. You know, when you go to the people on the street, they don't know. Is it National Guard? They just want it done. They want to be safe. And we've gained a great following of Americans, real Americans, people that want to be safe. But I think the biggest thing we say is we have tremendous talent. We were able to recognize, like a football team, like a baseball team, we were able to recognize the talent. And the talent is largely in this room for the whole country. It's largely in this room. There's really nothing like it. And that's why I think we had D.C. done, not perfectly, but pretty much done, at least normalized in 12 days. Would you say 12 days? On the 12th day, it felt different. And then, you know, we took a lot of bad people out, never to come back again. Then most of them never to come back again. But there's great talent, and there's also great courage. I've been watching what goes on, and then you have the radical left lunatics, and what's that all about? I mean, they're fighting us because we want to stop crime. Where do these people come from? They're paid money. I guess they paid a lot of money. But like I saw that ridiculous march the other day, I say, these people are not representative of our country. And not all of them, of course, but many of them are total lowlifes. These are lowlifes. These are people that are paid agitators, and they're not representative of our country. So I don't know. I can just tell you that our country has tremendous spirit right now. You know that better than anybody because you cover it well. But we have a lot of people that are very happy right now with the direction. They did a poll the other day. The direction of our country is better than it's been in 37 years. And I'm upset because I think it should be better than that. I actually said we should be better than that. So, you know, thank you very much for your question. Brian?
Mr. President, yes. Thank you, Mr. President. You guys have done an amazing job in Memphis. Some of those numbers are staggering. And we've gotten message on social media wanting to thank you for that. But I think, can you talk about the number of missing children you guys have discovered in Memphis? That's amazing.
Well, it's hundreds of thousands were lost through Biden and the Biden administration. And we are getting a lot of them back. But they're either dead, they're slaves, they're captured in some form. But think of it, hundreds of thousands we're talking about, not even believable. And they came in through the border, they were sold, they were bargained for. And this was all Biden, meaning Biden and Obama, the same, you know, the same mentality, frankly. I think it's the same mentality. Let me tell you, Barack Hussein Obama was a lousy president. A lot of bad things happened. Remember when they used to talk about Trump with the jail cells? Well, he built the jail cells for the children. He built those jail cells. Remember that came out? But, sir, they were built in 2014. You remember when that came out after me going through that stuff for about 2 weeks, and then they found out it was Barack Obama that built those jail cells. No, these people are, they were bad leaders. I hope we don't have it again. I hope we don't have it again. Because, you know, our country's come back a long way, but it can only withstand so much, and we don't want to ever go through that again. We never want to have open borders again. We don't want to have men playing in women's sports. We don't want to have transgender for everybody. We don't want that. We want to have a great country with low interest rates, nice housing, great education, a strong military, the basics. Yes, please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In last night's New York City mayoral debate, Zohran Mamdani said he would close Rikers Island if elected. What kind of impact would that have on public safety?
Well, it's not good. I guess it's not a very nice place, but you need it. You need something. You have a lot of additional people in New York City that should not have been here. They came here through the open border, through Biden's. You know, I don't know how they even do it. New York City's always been tight for money. And then they spend, you know, $8 billion and nobody complains about it on people that just showed up and they just came out of nowhere. Where did they get the money? All of a sudden they have money. I tell you what, we have to keep our prisons very fair and very safe, but you get a lot of criminals. We have a lot of additional criminals. I used to talk about it. They used to say, well, only good people come in from foreign countries. I said, that's not right. I didn't know that for a fact, but it had just started, right? The open borders and people flowing in by the millions. They make our criminals look like the nicest people on earth. That's the only good thing. They make our criminals look like nice people. They are the meanest, the most vicious. Tren de Aragua, you don't get any sicker. They cut people's fingers off because they called the cop. Did you call the cop? Yes. They cut off his finger so he can't call the cop anymore. And then they say, next time we're going to cut off your hand if you cut, because they took over his apartment in Colorado. You know, Colorado, they took over a town, then they took over another town, and you have a weak governor over there. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing, so he lets it go on. But we're getting them out of here. We're getting them all out. They're going back to lots of, not just Venezuela, they're going back to lots of countries. Venezuela would be one, however. Yeah, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
A moment ago, you said that if Secretary Hegseth went to Congress and briefed them on the operations,
no, we will
these,
go. I said
you will go, and
we
it would
will
be
go.
Difficult for them
go.
To object.
I don't see any loss in going. No reason not to. You know, they'll always complain. Oh, we should have gone. So we're going to definitely. I'd like to just tell you, let's go. We'll go.
And Mr.
We're
President,
we're going to tell them what we're going to do, and I think they're going to probably like it, except for the radical left lunatics.
And Mr. President, if you are declaring war against these cartels, and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be like dead. Okay? Yes, red hair.
Thank you.
Beautiful red hair.
Thank you. I'll tell my hairdresser that. She'll love it. This is a question for both you and the Secretary of War, Mr. Hegseth.
Who are you with?
I'm with the Center Square. We're a newswire service. With everything that's going on between the narco-terrorists and the Caribbean, and then also with more Chinese, Iranian, Russian ships also taking part in Venezuela, do you have any plans of expanding operations out of Roosevelt Roads, and in fact, placing some home porting some ships there?
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
We're familiar with the location that you're referring to, and we'll make sure that we're properly displaced in order to deal with the contingency we're dealing with there, and also any ways in which other countries would attempt to be involved also. So we can walk and chew gum. We're definitely keeping our eyes on near-peer adversaries at the same time, but we think sending a message on these cartels, these narco-terrorists, is an important inside our hemisphere, which for far too long, other presidents, as the president pointed out, they've ignored our own backyard and allowed other countries to increase their influence here, which only threatens the American people. We're changing that.
One big thing that has happened, though, because you mentioned expansion and expand our efforts. So when I was running for office, second term, everybody was talking about the fact that nobody wanted to join the military. Nobody wanted to join the great police force. You know, they didn't want to join New York's finest or any of our police forces. They didn't want to join anything having to do almost like with the country, with the uniform. We are setting records with the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, Coast Guard. We're setting records. We've never had anything like it. And I'll tell you when it started, November 5th. We didn't even have to wait till January 20th. They saw Spirit. And now we have people coming in that are, it's unbelievable. And if we wanted to increase our military force, if we wanted to increase any one of these, including police forces, they can now get men. People didn't want to be policemen and women. They didn't want to be firemen and women. They didn't want to go into the military. We were having tremendous recruiting problems, and now we're setting records. We literally, last year at this time, you were doing stories that the recruitment was a disaster. We couldn't get men and women to go into the military. Now we have such an overabundance. We've never had, I mean, it's, as I understand it, it's like record-setting recruitment. This is in less than a year. It's been amazing. So this is a good time to expand if we want to do it. And I think we should. I think we should. And we probably will. Yeah, please. Yeah. Blue.
Questions for you. First for you and Secretary Hegseth, is the administration supportive of sending National Guardsmen to cities for the express purpose of aiding deportation and immigration enforcement efforts?
To expand deportation efforts?
Sending National Guardsmen to U.S. cities for the express purpose of aiding deportation and immigration enforcement.
What we've done so far is stand alongside federal law enforcement in every way, facilities and personnel, but also we have a great deal of lift inside the military. We're able to move assets in a way that no other aspect of the U.S. government can. And so where we can rapidly assist with mass deportations, we have been happy to do that.
And then one more question, if I may. Is the administration at all supportive of potential measures to crack down or regulate or even ban apps that track ICE agents' locations?
What do you mean by that?
Like specific apps that are used to track the location of ICE agents.
I guess we'll do that. I'm not a big app guy. I'm not into that too much. I think Pam might be it. Let's go.
Yes.
Good answer there.
Yes. These organizations, President Trump, are coming in and their apps to track our federal law enforcement officers, and it jeopardizes their lives, where they're going to be, their location. And we've actually been working really well with the tech companies who have been cooperating because they don't want our law enforcement officers to get injured. So, yes.
Well, I mean, I see it with ICE where they're having, you know, where they define where they live, who they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't have a big view on the mask, but I now understand why they should wear masks. I think it's very dangerous for them not to wear masks. They can do whatever they want. I notice some do it and some don't, but it's pretty dangerous. But when you look at, you know, you talk about that question, I think it's very dangerous, and I think you're coming down on that very hard, right?
Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. When you were running for re-election in 2024, you released a video statement where you did this. You made this exact promise to show no mercy on the cartels and employ every military asset necessary to combat them. In that same video, you also said that you plan to expose all the bribes and corruptions with politicians and the cartels.
We're doing that. Yeah, we're trying to do that.
Looking into that in American politicians.
Yeah, where the money's coming from. Because you see it. Like, even that garbage deal they had this weekend, which was embarrassing to them, and the crowds were much more, the crowds were not big. Those crowds were not big at all. But when you look at signs, and they're all made beautifully, the yellow signs, I saw the yellows, the blues, but they're all made professionally in a printing shop, looks like on Madison Avenue someplace. Some guy is paying for all that stuff. And we don't mind protest. Protest is a good thing. I protest. I'm always protesting, right? But when you see some of these people are going crazy. They're going crazy because they're getting paid. Because there's no reason for them to be going crazy. But you watch some of them, and they're professional agitators. And we are finding out who's paying them. Yeah, we have a lot of information about who they are. You're going to be very surprised when you find out.
And I have a question for Secretary Hegseth. Sir, A memo circulating on social media details the establishment of a National Guard response force that's going to be trained in crowd control and civil unrest and deployed in all 50 states by April of 2026. Can you verify the authenticity of that memo, and do you have any more information on the operations?
I'm not going to answer particulars on something that may be in the planning process, but we definitely do have multiple layers of National Guard response forces, whether it's in each state, whether it's regional, whether it's Title 10 active duty, whether it's Washington, D.C., we've got a lot of different ways that constitutionally and legally we can employ Title 10 and Title 32 forces, and we will do so when necessary.
President Putin basically said today that Russia is immune from U.S. sanctions. He said that it would not impact the Russian economy in any serious way. Is he
good.
Wrong?
I'm glad he feels that way. That's good. I'll let you know about it in 6 months from now. Okay, let's see. Let's see how it all works out. Yeah. Go ahead, please, Blue.
One question about the task force, one about the shutdown. I'm Taylor Poplars with Spectrum News. The same day you established this task force back on January 20th was the same day you pardoned the January 6th defendants.
Very proud of that. Yeah.
Just last weekend, one of them was charged with allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And a big theme of this task force has been allowing law enforcement to do their job and holding accountable people who go after law enforcement. Do you worry that your actions back on day one undermine what this task force is trying to accomplish?
No, you have thousands of people that we're dealing with, and you know, if one goes haywire, look at what this guy in Virginia said, where he wanted to kill his opponent. He's going to kill his opponent. He's going to kill his opponent's children, and I think wife. And he continues to run, and the Democrats continue. He's running for what, attorney general in Virginia? Look what he said. So now, do you think all Democrats should be prohibited from living anymore? I mean, think of what he said. He's going to kill his opponent, and he's going to kill the children of his opponent, and I think the wife. I said, this guy's sick. That is a sick guy. And how do you vote for somebody like that? But I don't view that every Democrat would say that, because not every Democrat would say that. So you can't, you know, you could have one person, but I don't know of the incident. I can say we're very proud of what we did. We had the courage to do something that should have been done. The problem sometimes, the Republicans are too nice. They're a very nice party. The Democrats play a much dirtier fight. You know, it's amazing. You go after dirty cops like Comey, and you go after, these are dirty cops. Letitia James is a dirty cop. You go after these people and they say how horrible you are, and yet I got indicted 5 times and impeached twice. Nobody says anything about that. You know, they say, oh, they actually said the other day, oh, he's trying to indict somebody. I got indicted 4 or 5 times, Todd, maybe more than that. Yeah, I think you could say 87 times if you really think about it, right? With the charges, a bunch of phony guys, but nobody says anything about that. But they mentioned it the other way. No, the Democrats play a very dirty game. It's all they're good at. They're good at a couple of things, cheating on elections and playing very dirty. And they have one good trait, they stick together. They stick together. They stick together through the worst policies that anybody's ever seen. It's unbelievable how they stick together. And I respect them for sticking together, but it's a dead party because their policies are no good. Okay. Brian, we'll do a few more and we'll go home.
Wonderful.
Everybody's going to go home. I'm going back to the Oval Office, however.
Speaking of Democrats, there's a report that there's a grand jury on Adam Schiff for apparent mortgage fraud. If he isn't indicted, should he step down as a U.S. senator?
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on that. I would just say Adam Schiff is one of the lowest forms of scum I've ever dealt with in politics. He's a horrible human being, very dishonest person. I have no idea what's going on. You tell me that he's going to be indicted. I don't know. You could ask Pam. I don't know if she could say it. Probably you are allowed to say it, but I wouldn't know about that. I can only tell you he's a very bad. I think he's actually a sick person. Do you want to talk about that?
We're not going to comment on any grand jury that's open. We can't legally.
I don't know. By the way, I hope it's true, but I don't know anything about it. Yeah, please.
ballroom?
Oh, millions of dollars, yeah. Well, I also give, you know, I give a lot of money to the White House. The White House is, as you know, I give my salary, and I usually like to steer it to the White House because this house was a little bit abandoned. First of all, for 4 years, you had a guy walking around that didn't know where the hell he was. And this house was not taken care of the way it was supposed to be. I take very good care of property. I was very good at that. And you'll notice the floors downstairs. I paid for them. Marble, the most beautiful marble you've ever seen. The white floors down in the Palm Room, which were, they look like they came out of, I don't want to lose because they're big supporters of mine, Home Depot. So I'm not going to say bad, but they did come out of a box from Home Depot about 30 years ago. They were all broken. But now they have the most beautiful floors, the most beautiful lights and chandeliers. I think most of you, Brian, you've seen that, right?
Yes.
How beautiful is that? And I take care of it. So I spend millions of dollars on this building, taking care of it. It was not properly maintained, and now it's starting to gleam like it should. It should really gleam, and you should go down and visit the Presidential Walk of Fame. Have you seen it? It's quite good. I'm sure that a lot of people coming to the White House, it's hot. It's very hot, but it's really a tribute to the presidents, past presidents of our country. Yeah, please.
Mr. President.
Yeah, behind you, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So on Monday, a question for you as well as Secretary Noem. On Monday, Mayor Karen Bass of L.A. and Representative Robert Garcia, they held a press conference and they called for an investigation into DHS, accusing them of unlawfully arresting U.S. citizens and racially profiling and only arresting people because, in Robert Garcia's words, they look like me. He's a Hispanic individual. Do you have a response to that?
Are you asking me that question?
You as well as Secretary Noem.
They are arresting bad criminals, and they're really good at it, too. I look at the numbers, you know, they always like to say that, oh, you're arresting this and that. Then when you check it, you find out, geez, almost every single time, and, you know, obviously every once in a while they may get one wrong, but they always correct it. They're able to correct it. But they are arresting really bad people. They're arresting people that kill, people that would cut your throat and not even care about it. These are brave people. And it's very dangerous. And if they go even a little bit too far, they get into trouble, you know, which is a shame. I protect them, but they get into trouble. But they're arresting very serious criminals, and they're getting them out of here. Okay, one or two more. Doug, do you have a question? I'd love to have Doug have a question, our great photographer, because he's such a great guy, and he might be the most talented.
Okay, that's the president right now speaking at the White House, wrapping up some questions, and we'll take a quick break here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Let me tell you, though, quickly about Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob's isn't just about selling firearms. They are a full-service shop, and they're great. With years of experience and a commitment to helping customers become safe, responsible gun owners, Bob's offers renewal certifications and New Jersey State hunting licenses and permits. And they have an event coming up this weekend for the ladies. That's right. The Bob's Ladies Shoot is coming up this coming Saturday, and it's going to be a great, great day, the 25th. So now, if you are a lady, grab your lady friends, because it's ladies only and ladies instructors, and it's going to be a fantastic day at Bob's Little Sports Shop. So I'd love for you to join us, join them, and learn how to shoot properly. Learn how to shoot. Have a great day at the range. Certified NRA instructors, ladies instructors too. So ladies shooters and ladies instructors. Great day. Bob's has classes at all levels. Just no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, but that's okay. I think we can all handle that. And what you're going to love about Bob's Little Sports Shop is you're going to love the people. They take great care of you. They know their stuff. And like I said, they have the absolute best selection of firearms anywhere. So I guess the question is, what are you waiting for? Go see Bob's today. Go to bobslittlesportshop.com. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. And ladies, sign up for their ladies-only shooting event this coming weekend. And don't forget, you know, Bob's is all about helping you become a safe, responsible gun owner. So that means that they're going to help you find the best firearm for you. And they're also going to make sure that you know how to properly use it. That's Bob's. That's the Bob's difference. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. So Dr. Victoria Coates is going to join us in the next hour. I'm excited to talk to her, find out what's going on as she thinks about the potential meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. We'll talk about that with her. I also want to let you know about the New York City mayoral race, which happened. And look, you know, I got an email from somebody. I think Curtis Lee was great. I do. I don't live in New York. This show probably has, I assume, people that listen who do live in New York, and I would imagine they're all going to vote for him. I just tell you the political reality of the situation. Mandami, barring some sort of political miracle, is going to be mayor. Look, anything's possible in politics. Famous line is politics is the art of the possible. And I think that that's true. It certainly is. I've known Curtis a long time. I think he's all in because he's not, you know, he gave up his radio show. He's turning down job offers from everybody. He's turning down the president, telling him to get out of the race. So, you know, he's all in. He's going to do what he wants to do. And that's absolutely 100% his right to do so. You know, I don't begrudge anybody running for office. And like I said earlier, I think even if he drops out, I'm not so sure that it changes anything at this point. I really don't. I'm not so sure it changes anything. There was a major bust, La Cosa Nostra, and the NBA, and this gambling racket that was going on. And the FBI director, Cash Patel, spoke out about it and brought everybody up to speed on what was happening. And look, I'm just as shocked as you are to hear that the mafia is a real thing. I don't think it's real. I'm told it's not. But anyway, assuming that it is, at least for now, the accusation is that La Cosa Nostra has been doing this for years. coming into the digital age, which you got to admire, by the way, from a group that's been so analog. Let's cue up cut 42. Sean, this is the FBI Director Kash Patel explaining this big indictment, multiple high-profile NBA arrests. Over 30 people arrested in the case, including current and former NBA stars and suspected members of the American branch of a Sicilian mafia known as La Cosa Nostra. Now, Sicily has amazing wines and amazing olive oil. I'm just going to say that. Sicilian olive oil tends to be a little bit sweeter. I like it. I personally am a big fan, and I do love Sicilian wine. Like with anything else from Italy, though, you have to be careful that you're not getting a Fugazi. We went through this a few years ago with our friends from Cento, because the Italian mafia kind of comes along and then they go, here are the San Marzanos. And you say, are these really San Marzanos? And they go, yeah, scusi, eh? San Marzano. Eh? And it turns out they're not. You got to just be careful with that. Cento sorted it out. Costco sorted it out, too. But I had no idea that the mafia had branched into the high-stakes world of digital gambling. But nevertheless, cut 42. Cut 42,
Sean. Such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
I don't know what any of that means. Gambino, it's like speaking a different language to me. Anyway, big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. That's Dr. Mike Vanaria. No involvement with La Cosa Nostra. Great guy, great friend. Have you been putting off getting a dental implant? Well, stop putting it off and get the beautiful smile that you deserve. If you already had an opinion or an estimate on a dental implant, get a second opinion with my guy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. All right, great guy, great friend, the master of implant dentistry, undisputed master of dental implants. So that happened today, and, you know, it's interesting to think about this, too, because there's a lot of criminals out there. I'm much more happy that we're getting guys like Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, to be honest with you. I'm not saying we shouldn't go after the La Cosa Nostra if it's such a thing. But the fact that we went after John Brennan makes me very happy. You heard Senator Rand Paul yesterday comment on what a scumbag this guy is. Destroying the Constitution, destroying the Fourth Amendment, weaponizing our government, lying to the American people, lying to Congress. So John Brennan was on with MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. I want to cue up cut 34, if I could. He talked about how sad this is for the state of the country. The amazing thing about this guy, here is one of the architects of the CIA's enhanced interrogation / torture program. And then when they do the bipartisan investigation into it, and there's a great movie they made on Amazon called The Report, true story, John Brennan, and the guy who plays him in that is the guy who plays Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. Perfect, perfect fit. Perfect. Ted Talley, I think his name is, if I'm not mistaken. I have to double check that. But anyway, great actor. Ted Talley might be a director. I'll double check that. But either way, great actor, and he nailed it. Nailed Brennan. Being the slime ball that he is, shredding over the Bill of Rights. And here's a bipartisan Senate committee in a SCIF, a secure room, where they're doing this investigation, chaired by a Democrat, Dianne Feinstein. Guy breaks into that. Then he is the architect of the Russia collusion thing. Remember, the CIA under John Brennan pushed this lie, pushed this narrative, and ultimately briefed President Obama on it, and then leaked it so that people would know that the president got briefed on Russia collusion so that they would believe that, well, obviously it must be a real thing. Otherwise, why would the CIA brief the president of the United States of America on this? Brennan and Clapper belong in prison. They are liars. They have done more damage to the Constitution than most people have. And I just think it's hysterical how these people are lauded out as American heroes just because they hate Donald Trump. These are the guys who played a big role in the lies around the Iraq War that justified the WMDs and the invasion. They're the worst. And yet now they're anti-Trump, so the media treats them like American royalty, like they're patriots fighting for freedom and liberty. Here's cut 34.
Well, when these things happen, I certainly get mad, I get angry. I also get sad that this is the state of our country, the state of our politics these days. The fact that, you know, individuals like a Jim Jordan are going to go after somebody. I served nearly 3.5 decades in public service, a lot involved in counterterrorism in the aftermath of 9/11. They don't care about doing things like this to destroy individuals, to go after me, to hurt me and my family and others. And so, you know, I'm saddened by what has happened. Sometimes I'm dispirited and disheartened. But at the same time, I feel motivated to be able to stand up. And I'm glad that other people are standing up as well. And I see that more and more people are starting to realize what Donald Trump is all about. And so I'm hoping that the Republicans in Congress, I know it's a, you know, it's a wish that I've had for quite a while, they're really going to draw the line. And when they look at what's happened against the White House, it's so such a vivid depiction and symbolic of what's going on to this country. But the abuse of power, the desecration of the rule of law, the fact that Donald Trump continues to do these things, why they continue to allow it, I think it's going to hurt Republicans over in the long term. And just doing this right now to be able to satisfy the whims of Donald Trump, I never thought we would face a situation like this throughout the course of my career.
Newsflash, this is going to make Republicans very happy, all of them. Even the ones who are critical of some of Trump's policies, like Rand Paul is incredibly critical of the blowing up of drug boats. He wrote an entire piece about this at Reason.com. He does not think we should be doing it because we should be arresting these people and making sure that they're not innocent, which, by the way, I completely agree with. And Rand Paul is happy you're going to jail, or hopefully you'll be going to jail. And I'm happy you're going to jail. So all Republicans are united around this. You, Clapper, Comey, going to prison, that would be a great thing for America. It really, really would. You deserve it. Can't think of anybody more deserving, actually, you slimeball. All right, quick break coming up. Dr. Victoria Coates will join us. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.